going to talk about this because it's driving me nuts. Let me start with my stand on it. Briefly, we're not going to argue about this because we're all going to be on the same team. I'm on team gay now. I'll tell you why. One, I'm against it. I've got very logical, thought out reasons why. I'm not against it just because of my religion. Although I am religious. But here's the thing. And we're all thinkers here. We're thinking. So take off your prejudicial, I hate religious people hat, or religious people are kooks hat. Take that off for a second. We're on the same page here. Let's all put ourselves in the place of a believer, right? Because I'm a believer. You know, the Bible speaks against homosexuality. But to me, I'm uncomfortable with making laws regulating it. Because if you believe the Bible and you believe in God, you gotta believe God could have just forced us to do everything anyhow. If he wanted us to just force each other to believe and act a certain way, he could have just forced us. You know? So I mean, I understand that all laws are, I'm the first one to say all laws are based on morality, and you know, the vast majority of them are based on, you know, the Ten Commandments, and that makes sense, you know. Thou shalt not kill and stuff like that is necessary for having a functioning society. But when you get into stuff like this, I'm just kind of uncomfortable with it. I don't think that that's the point, you know? So I'm against it for other reasons. And we can argue about this on the blog where you people can argue. You know, I'll get into it on the blog one day. So you can argue back and forth with me. I'm not just going to, you know, puke my opinion out here and you got to listen and not. You can't, you know, respond really except through an email. We can have a nice argument on the blog. But having said that, I'm against it. I'm grounded in why I'm against it. But it's becoming, watching the gay community try to push this agenda forward, this gay marriage agenda, it's like watching a three-year-old try to button his coat. You know, you can only watch it so long before you just grab the coat. No, okay, you know, fine, here, give me this. Button, 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 done. Enough. You know, he's got one button too high, and, you know, there's a big loop where he's put one button in the wrong hole, and the other one, he's still, his little fingers can't get the thing through. I can't watch it anymore. It's like watching a monkey try to fuck a football. Oh, you're going about this all wrong. All wrong. I'm going to help you. We're done. There, your coat's going to be buttoned, and we're all going to move on. First off, it's clear to me that the people in charge of your agenda, your little activist leaders, don't give a rat's ass about actually accomplishing anything. They don't. They want to be on TV. It's clear to me. You've got the same breed of a-hole that we have on the right who just wants to see himself on TV and piss off the other side. That's all that's going on. Trust me. All right? They're not trying to help you. I'm going to try and help you more in this 5 minutes of ranting than they have this entire time. One, here's the facts of life. Obama beat McCain like 46-40 or something like that. Okay, so that means of the people who actually pay attention, the country's more or less divided. You know, 46-40. That's of the people who pay attention. Then you got the whole mass of other people who don't even pay attention. Okay, now, the people who did vote voted for Obama or McCain because Obama or McCain was saying something they wanted to hear. You know, they felt there's something in it for them to vote for one of these guys. All right, there's nothing in it for the rest of us for you people to get married or not get married. You follow me? Listen to me when I say this. We don't give a rat's ass about you. We don't care. When it comes right down to it, like I said, I'm against it. When push comes to shove, I don't care. I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm against it, but if you guys tomorrow were all married, I wouldn't give a shit. Who cares? What is it to me? All right, so I don't care really one way or the other enough to go and vote. So the only people who do care are the few people who are on your side and, like, all the people who are against you. Okay, that's what you're up against. No one's going to help you because either they don't care or they want to stop you. All you have are yourselves, and you can't win that numbers game. You got it? There's not as many gay people as there are Baptists who think it's a really bad idea. It's a numbers game. You can't win. Here's what you got to do. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. You got to back this bus up, all right? This bus that you're on of just trying to push it through and shove it down our throats, you know, and say everybody who doesn't believe is a bigot and blah, blah, blah. You know, kiss my ass. You're not going to get anywhere doing that. You're not going to get anywhere calling someone like me a bigot. I don't care what you think of me. Good, fine, I'm a bigot. Kiss my ass. Because I've thought it through, and I believe what I believe, and you're not going to shake my foundation. I'm in my 30s. And the rest of them who don't care, you're not going to get them off the couch to help you by calling them names. And the people who are against you for religious reasons, they're not going to listen to you either calling them a bigot. You can't force it down their throats. There aren't enough of you. And you're not scary. You don't have like a gay Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of guys out there, and you look at a gay parade. You might want to get rid of those guys in chaps, too, by the way, if you want to be taken seriously when you have a parade. You need like a gay Malcolm X, but there isn't one. So we're backing this bus up, and you're getting off this bus. Okay, we're backing it way up to, you say you want the right to do something. Get on the right-wing crackpot bus now, where we all know and remember that the government doesn't give you rights, right? We allow the government to regulate our rights for the sake of having an organized society. You follow me? We're born with the rights. We're born with the rights. The government doesn't give you rights. We allow the government to regulate the rights we have for organizational and safety purposes. Follow me? See how that works in your favor there? Huh? You following along? Now you get it. Here's how you do it. And then you get us right-wing crackpots on your side. You say that marriage is a religious sacrament and the government has no business in it at all. Then I'm on your team. Then I'm going and pulling a lever for you. Hell, I'll even help hand out some flyers. If we're going to take some power away from the government, we're going to get them out of something, we're just going to shrink the government a little bit, you'd be amazed at how many people are going to come and help your ass. Right? Am I making sense here? And that's something you can take to the courts. Hey, this, you know, go get some, pardon me, you get on the internet, you have some kooky religion marry you, or you have your buddy become some pastor of whatever internet church, marry you, and then fight it based on religion. The Baptists aren't going to get in your way now, and us right-wing crackpots are going to help, saying, hey, government, F off. You shouldn't be have anything to do with religion. That's one. And here's two. What did I say last week about who the government can't accomplish anything, and I trust McDonald's? You people need to start spending some money on these weddings. You know what I'm saying? You wander out of City Hall, and the news cameras are there, and all you got is you bumping mustaches, and you're holding a piece of paper that has all the credibility of a parking pass because you got it from City Hall. That's not inspiring. That's not inspiring anybody. You got to spend some money. Marriage is a multi-million-dollar business, okay? Start spending some money. Start having some big, elaborate ceremonies. You know, because the people who make money off of this multi-billion-dollar industry are going to start paying attention. They're going to put their two and two together. They're going to say, hey, gays getting married. Gays have money. Gays like spending money on really nice things. I know I'm stereotyping here, but just go with it. Go with it. Trying to help. Gays like spending money on fashionable, nice, fancy things. Cha-ching. Now you got some people helping your lobby who've got some cash. I mean, I'm being a little facetious there, but it makes sense, right? Have something inspiring. Spend some cash. Make an event out of it. Don't just wander out of City Hall with a crumpled up piece of paper with a little indented stamp from the, you know, from the overweight clerk who's going to use that little stamp indent, clunk, clunk, on yours, and then clunk, clunk, on somebody's parking pass. take my advice, because these things will work a lot more than you guys and your idiot activists on TV every Sunday morning calling people names and trying to shove it down their throat. I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't watch it anymore. It's so asinine, and it's going to go on forever. Let's just do this or not do it and move on. Now then, back to this. Man, that's 10 minutes already. These things are flying by. Am I getting better or just more long-winded? Back to this lady's bad day. And all your bad days out there. I've had many black moments. Black moments. Black spans of time in my life. Pardon me. Where things seemed blackest and dark and bleak. And I was, during one of them, I was taught this song. This isn't my song. It was taught to me by someone else who, I don't know if they want to be mentioned on this podcast. I have an inkling that they wouldn't want this song used for good. but I'm going to teach it to you anyhow. This is going to help you people out there. And it's sort of a folk song. You can plug anything into it. You know, whatever your problems are, you can plug it in there. It goes, the melody is sort of like this. Bum 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 bum. All right? You follow? So now here come the words. Now I'm gonna start with my problems. Right? And then we'll go on to hers. Right? And then you'll get the gist of it. You'll be able to use it for your own. Bum 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 bum. Fuck the car, fuck the starter, fuck the wiring harness, fuck the cables, fuck the rust, fuck the caliper, fuck the rotors, fuck the brakes, fuck all brakes, fuck it all, see if I care. Okay, on to hers now. Fuck the costume, fuck the socks, fuck my work, fuck the creep, fuck the harassment, fuck the job, fuck the cold, fuck the stockings, fuck the thong, fuck it all, see if I care. See, it's better the more irritated. You have to be in sort of the irritated, I'm giving up sort of mood. To get the whole thing to work here. So we'll keep going here. Fuck the podcast, fuck the name, fuck the computer, fuck the... hold on a second. See, it helps to have... I'm going to write down my problems here. It's like behind the scenes, because it's really got to flow. So what's going wrong today? Okay, the computer didn't want to work. Okay. Couldn't get Kempo on. Because the phone thing wouldn't work, so Kempo, phone. People keep wondering why I'm trying to get Kempo on here, because she's funnier than me. That's why. It pains me to say that, but she is. And as long as she's funnier, I might as well make her an asset. You know, for once in her life. microphone didn't want to work. And there was static. Okay. And one more just for good measure. Microphone didn't want to work. Static. Ooh, cold. Oh, neighbors. I got all sorts of problems here. Neighbors. Noise. Baboon. Okay, now I'm good. Okay, we're going to do this again. Fuck the microphone. Fuck the phone. Fuck the computer. Fuck the static. Fuck the cold. Fuck the neighbors. Fuck the noise. Fuck his noise. Fuck all noise. Fuck it all. See what I care. I think you got the gist of it. You know, when you go, it's better when you go on and on. This will help you. Didn't say it was a good song. Yeah. And like that kid's got a lot of problems. So, you know, so his song would go like, you know, let's see, he's got a horrible mom, from mom, sister's missing, frozen, and okay. So his song would go like this. Blah! Blah! I look forward to his blahs getting longer and more guttural, you know, like the tom-tom on Empire Strikes Back, and then finally just a blah! Sort of grizzly-esque gurgle, and then thud, and then the end. We're done again already, but I'm not done. We're going to have three this week, in case you haven't had enough. We're done again. One more segment. A bonus segment for you. Because we're not going to be on next week because it's Thanksgiving. So stop it now, start the next one. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.